Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Realizing our strengths comes from being pressured, and pressure creates character. So when we're realizing our strengths come from being stretched, from being tested, from uncomfortable situations, you know that you are stepping out of your comfort zone. And it's in that space that we really find out not only who we are, but what we're made of. You know, I was at a wedding dance a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to my cousin, and I was really surprised at the comment that she gave me, because she was talking about some of the new ventures that I have done and the things that I've stepped into. She goes, "Oh my gosh, there is no way that I could do something where I didn't know what was predictable. I wouldn't know where I was at, and I need to be safe." And I sat there for a moment in almost awe of what she had told me, because here's my cousin sitting across the table with so much potential, so much untapped potential that she didn't even realize she had. And when she said that, I knew why she was where she was at. She was someone who worked a 9-to-5 job and kept herself safe. She did not create, she did not step out of her comfort zone to see what she was made of. So if you imagine a bird that's up in a nest and they're in this area, they're fed, they're in the safe place, there comes a day after they start developing their feathers, after they start getting a little bit bigger and stronger. But that one day that comes where they test their wings and they have to step off the edge and learn how to fly. And that's really what life is about. That is what we all get to do. What we get to do is test our wings and see what we're capable of. But our thoughts can fire emotions that can spiral us down either on a negative road or on a higher road. Leaders have a tendency to really get excited about the possibilities of what they can create. And nevertheless, there are a lot of pressures that come with creating and doing something new, doing something that is out of the norm, doing something that other people haven't thought of, something that other people haven't done. And being able to create in that way, there's a lot of pressures. You might hear in the environment that you're in, "Oh my gosh, are you sure you want to do that?" And you're hearing these negative comments. Some might even say, "Oh, you're crazy. There's no way that I would ever do that." But leaders think different. Leaders are in vision. They're looking forward. They're seeing something that other people don't see that's possible. And when we are dealing with pressures, there are lessons that we learn along the way. It really reveals what is missing. It reveals areas of growth that we might have not attained yet. Pressures are not something that we should run from. Pressures are something that we get to look at. We get to step back and ask ourselves questions. Why does this feel like pressure? Getting curious about the pressure itself and asking what the possibilities are. What is the area that I can grow, learn, expand? And even the things that I don't know, giving myself permission to not know, and giving myself that grace and space to be able to learn. And the bigger one that we can step into is actually asking for help. Creating space for other people, because the honest truth is that we inspire each other. When someone else has attained something that we haven't attained, we look over and we start asking ourselves questions. Can I have that? But it also raises our beliefs that we can have that. Because if it's possible for someone else, it's also possible for us to attain that. The 4-minute mile is the greatest example of teaching someone that it is possible. For years and years and years, they said, there's no way that anybody can run a mile with under 4 minutes. And after the first person ran that mile under 4 minutes, the next year, somebody else did it. And then after that, it has multiplied and multiplied and became more and more possible. So the power of this type of pressure teaches us so many things. It shows us where we need to grow, and it increases our self-awareness in such a unique way. And the beauty of this, it's the very place where we start to learn about ourselves. This is an area that has fascinated to me for years, is how much do we really know about ourselves? How much are we allowing ourselves to think higher and to increase our capabilities? We might need to learn from others. We might need to study. And that might be the place in the gap that is showing us, oh, I guess I need to learn something new. I guess I need to learn a new skill. And I get to create space for that so that I can attain the things in life that I would like to attain. You know, vision is so important. There are many people that I have asked this question to is, what do you want in life? What do you want? And they'll look at me with this kind of a blank look on their face. They will think and pause, like they're searching their database, trying to figure out, is this something I've ever considered before? Is what do I really want? What do I want to create in life? If you look at this idea of creating a vision for your life, it really is the thing that can pull you forward. To be able to give the energy and momentum underneath where you want to go. Because if you don't have a plan, I'm sure you've heard this, those who plan to fail, or those who fail to plan to fail. And really realizing that that is really true in its simplest form, that there are so many things that we just take for granted. We can step into a room that has the same things in the same places, and they haven't been moved in quite a while. And when we actually take notice of what we have in front of us and what we have that we can work with, that's a game changer. It actually allows us to step back, be able to see what we have so that we can know what we can carry forward. There are things that we might be carrying with us that we don't need. And that's where we get to do an audit. We look at the things that haven't been working and the things that are trying to work and we're working it through. So if we let go of the other things that have been weighing us down and slowing us down, it can actually release pressure. It can actually create a new level of empowerment so that we can fly, so that, because you would never see a bird on the edge of a ledge getting ready to take off for the first time with all this weight, with all these extra things that we tend to carry with us. And some of those, as simple as it sounds, might just be our belief systems. It might be the things that we have been taught, because we are taught things from a very young age. And realizing that some of those thoughts are not actually the things that we think. They're not our thoughts. So working through the weeds And getting to higher ground so you actually can see what you have in front of you, what you have to work with. And when we are in that place where we're making these changes, some people actually are scared of change. Personally, I like change, especially if it's positive change. If I know that it's going to make a difference, if I know that it's going to create an opportunity that I can step into, I'm all in. And it's a matter of being able to identify what's working and what's not working in your life to be able to step into that. Obstacles can really play on our emotions. They can create this uncomfortable way of thinking. And a lot of people will make decisions based off their emotions. Those emotions can really derail us in onto another road that we didn't intend on going on, because we're looking at our circumstances. We're looking at the thing that's right in front of us. But when we're in vision, it's so much easier to make a clear choice, a clear decision, and be able to step forward with confidence. And why is confidence so important? Confidence is the thing that actually fuels our motivation. When we've done it once, it might feel really uncomfortable. But when we go back and we try it, and we do it again, and we do it again, it actually builds our confidence the more we do it. It's just like sitting in front of a piano. You're never going to be a pianist the first time you sit down and you try to play. It's going to be clumsy, it's going to be awkward, and it might not sound that good, and your timing might be totally off. But when we sit down repeatedly and we master a certain part of that practice, and then we expand and we master the second part of that practice, in time, we will be able to play a full sheet of music and make it actually sound like it's supposed to sound. And then it's developing our timing. It's being able to play this piece repeatedly. And the more we play it, the less we have the need for the sheet of music, because now it becomes a part of us. It becomes this piece that we can just play by memory. And there's such a beauty in being able to do that. You know, athletes do the same thing. When they want to master something, they're devoted, they're dedicated, committed, and they step out onto the ball court. Many of the most famous athletes in the world are known for being at the game an hour or two before they ever play, and including practice and including days off. They will master that skill, which takes the pressure off. It's a matter of being in discipline and commitment, but mostly in vision. It's about what you believe is possible. Because if you can see it, you can believe it. If you can dream it, you can believe it as well. Leaders are intentional on how they learn, on what they learn, on who they learn from, on how they can apply that to their vision. And alignment is very important, because if you are not intentional about the things that you really want to accomplish, you can be scattered, and it can create distractions that will take away from actually your momentum and where you're going in your vision. Distractions have a way of taking away our ability to perform at the level that we want. So, if you've ever heard the phrase, if there's a will, there's a way. And really being willing to change, being willing to start, being willing to do the thing is the most important part of creating anything, of starting anything, is to be willing. When I was in high school, I remember that there were certain guys in my class that didn't want to dance. They were scared to get on the dance floor because they were very self-conscious. And the sad thing about that was, as they grew older, they wished they would have learned. They had regrets. There's some of them that went and got lessons, and there's other ones that just kept themselves small and decided to sit on the sidelines. And if you've ever been in that place where you feel like you're sitting on the sidelines and you're not really stepping in fully, this is the area of curiosity and discovery that you can actually step into and make it possible. It's never too late to start anything. It's never too late, period. It doesn't matter what age you are, and whoever came up with a limit on your age probably wasn't telling you the truth. You can start right now, right where you're at. You can get on that dance floor, or you can still choose to sit on the sidelines. Mental focus on your vision is the key to drive your passions, to inspire you, to lead others, to inspire others, and to be able to make your dreams come true. It might involve strategic learning. It might even involve physical exercise, because it's scientifically proven that the more that we take care of our body, the more energy we give ourselves, the more we increase our endorphins, and the more it affects our mindset. It is so important to stay active and to be able to stay in motion. I often think of this metaphoric picture of driving a car. Vision is kind of like driving a car. We don't get in the car and just drive aimlessly. When we get in the car, we usually have a destination in mind. It might be a short-term distance to get to that destination, but if we're aligning and we're going the same way, then eventually we'll get to the ultimate goal, the ultimate vision that we have for our life. In the same way, if you're in the car and you have your foot on the throttle and you let off the gas, pretty soon you're going to coast until you stop. So pressure on the accelerator is very important to keep going. I know that sounds really simple, but it is so true. If we let off the gas in our life, if we don't stay or don't discipline ourselves to stay in motion, it's very difficult to reach where our destination that we have in mind, our dreams, our goals, our aspirations, our big visions that we have to accomplish. And we're all here to accomplish something. We're all here to be able to create something. That's why we're so different, which is really so beautiful when you think about that we all have something to give. We all have something to offer. When you're willing to do whatever it takes, in fact, I have that as a poster on my wall. It says, "Whatever it takes to accomplish my dreams" is my mantra for how I live my life. Question: would you be able to create a mantra for your life? Of course you would. You would be able to create something that would create motivation. And motivation also comes, as I was saying earlier, about your environment. Who are you hanging around? Who is inspiring you? Who is giving you the fuel for your tank to continue on your path and is telling you don't give up and to keep going? You've got this. You can do this. And I'm right there with them. I would be one of the people cheering you on, telling you you've got this. You can do this and just keep going. Many people believe that life is, should be easier, right? But think about this. Are we really aligning with creation? What if life was not supposed to be easy? And the reason I say that is because I think of like a seed in soil. It has this whole process of busting out of the seed itself to create a sprout. And once that sprout has pushed through the shell, it's got to fight its way up through the soil and break through the crust to see the light of day. And once it sees the light of day, it actually can catch a breath. It catches the light. And then it starts to develop the roots that go deep, and it grows tall, or it grows full, but it's still growing and went through that process. A caterpillar is such an amazing metaphoric picture when I look at it. The process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. First, it cocoons itself, and then it works through the chrysalis to get out of this cocoon. And if you disrupt the process, the butterfly will die. But if you allow it to struggle, it becomes something beautiful. And our lives are so much like this. Our lives have this element of pressure that we go through, even when a baby is born. A baby is in the womb, and you and I were there, and we grow to a certain stage. And there comes a time where you're no longer going to be able to live there. It's a place where of safety, where you were fed, where you were quote unquote comfortable. But when we are born, there's a struggle through that process of birth. And after we are born, we're now breathing this air that we breathe today. We're on our own. They cut the umbilical cord, and it allows us to start our independent venture in this world. When we're struggling, right? When we're struggling through this process, we were at a place in our business, maybe, in our lives, in our relationships, and we felt that pressure. We felt that. But the diamonds that were under pressure, that were under the heat, were under all that weight, eventually became known as turning into a diamond. I said that a little backwards. I'm sorry. But the moral of the story is that are we aligning with the process of birthing something new, of creating something new, and understanding and accepting and embracing the idea that pressure actually turns into something beautiful. It turns into something that is a new creation. So you get to create. You get to put yourself in a position of forging something new, something special, something that was meant specifically for you. It's the process of birthing our dreams. When my children were young, I remember telling them to look at their feet before they made a decision. When we are deciding on what path that we're going, look at your feet and then look ahead and decide your path carefully, because alignment is so important for your dreams. I'm so glad that I had this opportunity to spend this time with you. I know that there's so much more that I have to say. And if you would like to connect with me, my contact information or my company name is called Meant for More. And so you can reach me at meant4.more@outlook.com. Thank you so much for this time together. Thank you so much for considering the path that you're going on. And if I was to give a comment, to embrace the struggle, because it's where you get to grow and it's where you get to learn so much about yourself to create the dreams that you have and make them a reality.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.